Hi, I'm Jeremy Hobson from the Marketplace Morning Report, and I spent last night watching the presidential debate with a group of people from all across the crucial swing state of Ohio. Welcome, everybody, to the Marketplace Morning Report debate watching party.
Yay!
It was quite a party, and our group was evenly split. There was John Witkowski, who works as a tax accountant and leans to the left. There was Kelly Beloff, who works in the healthcare industry and leans to the right. And then two people who count themselves as undecided so far, Dan Schneider, an elementary school teacher, and Linda Lee, who is retired. As we watched the debate, one phrase kept coming up over and over and over again.
The middle class does best.
People in the middle class.
Burdening the middle class.
And get America's middle class working again.
We do best when the middle class is doing well.
So I asked our group what stood out to them on the issue of the middle class, starting with Kelly Beloff.
Well, yes. I mean, I am totally middle class. We have three kids, one graduated college, one in college, one in high school. We have the mortgage. We've had all the problems that Mr. Romney talked about. And the big thing for me for middle class was hearing Mr. Romney talk about bringing down our taxes. My husband owns his own business, and we pay those individual taxes based on what the business income, and it is very difficult at times to make those tax payments. So again, I did like what I heard about the taxes coming down.
And what about from President Obama? He also said that he has brought down taxes for the middle class.
Well, unfortunately, I have not personally seen that.
Dan Schneider, on the middle class, what did you hear?
Well, I heard a lack of specifics. You know, Mitt Romney's talking about, you know, reducing the tax rates. I think he played a game there with taxes and tax rates. And then he was going to get rid of deductions. But he never told us what they are. And I'm waiting to hear whether or not my mortgage interest deduction is safe or whether that's on the table. And, you know, he's talking about the housing market is starting to come back. And that, you know, that's going to be a killer if he decides to take that away. But I don't know. It's like the only deduction the middle class gets.
John Witkowski, what about you? On the issue of the middle class, what did you hear that you liked?
Probably the issue that hit like closest to me was education. And I was glad to hear both candidates, their dedication to making sure that those opportunities are available, you know, down the road for anyone who seeks to take advantage of those opportunities, whether, you know, it's student loans for college. Because I know I personally would not have been able to go to college had I not been able to take out loans just because my parents simply couldn't afford it.
So you liked what President Obama was saying about that?
I did, especially because, you know, going forward, the student loan interest deduction, I'll be able to like deduct that off my taxes. So that's a little more money I get in my pocket. So things like that, I kind of hope will remain in place going forward.
Linda Lee, on the issue of the middle class, what did you hear?
Well, I think that they play to the middle class because it's the largest voting bloc.
They certainly mentioned the words middle class a lot of times.
Yes, and I hear that they keep talking about making the wealthy pay more, but again, lack of specifics. And they don't target the middle class. They're saying we're not going to cut your, you know, increase your taxes. We're going to make the wealthy pay more, but there's no specifics there.
Well, we also talked about a host of other issues, including the government's regulation of Wall Street. And on that issue, we started with Linda Lee.
I think there should be regulations. I believe that they're playing fast and loose, and everybody was making a lot of money on the stock market or, you know, the banks, and the housing market was just out of control. They were loaning money to people, absolutely could, had no way of ever repaying that. Yes, there needs to be regulation, and I'm not against that.
John Witkowski, what about you on the issue of Wall Street banks and regulation?
I think they're needs to be a balance between regulation and keeping the markets as free as possible. Because, you know, on either extreme, you know, on the one extreme where you have a completely free market, people act in their own best interest, and that's not necessarily best for the society as a whole. Whereas on the other hand, you regulate the economy to the point where you kind of, you know, strangle it, so to speak. It kind of suffocates, and then you have a shrinking economy. So I kind of agreed with Mitt Romney when he explicitly said that, you know, there needs to be some regulation, but not all regulation is necessarily good.
Dan Schneider, was that an issue that mattered to you?
It is an issue that matters to me, but I think that you can have a situation where you have free markets and few regulations, but then there should be consequences. People should know that if they make bad investments and they make bad bets and they lose, then there's a penalty for that. Right now, we've got some regulations keeping things in check, I think, but Mitt Romney wants to go back to a situation where, you know, an investment bank can gamble your savings And then there's no consequences. The taxpayers will bail them out when they lose the taxpayers' money. And look where it got us.
Kelly Beloff, was that an issue that mattered to you? Did you focus on that part of the debate?
It does matter to me somewhat, being in small business, and I was managing a doctor's office at the time, and the banks stopped working with us, and it was to me a problem. I didn't like the TARP. I didn't want the money going to big banks. Our small bank was bought up. I think there could have been a better way, but we have what we have now. But I would like to see some regulations allowing small businesses to be able to borrow again.
So, who do these voters think won the debate? I asked them that too, and here again is Linda Lee.
I watched very closely, and I would have to say that I was actually impressed with Romney. I think he came across much better than Obama. I thought Obama was reaching. I thought he was quoting his own advertising, his own campaign ads. Romney came across as knowledgeable, presidential, and almost like someone I would want to vote for.
John Witkowski, what about you? Final thoughts on the debate.
You know, I'd have to agree with Linda. If we were grading the candidates solely on this debate, I would say Romney kind of won this one. He came off, you know, much better than he has in the past, I'd say. And I'd agree that Obama kind of seemed scripted. You know, he kept bringing up the $7 trillion increase in the debt that Romney, you know, supposedly is bringing to the table. And, you know, at some points it was kind of like, you know, do you have anything else to say? So that's kind of my impression of the debate.
Dan Schneider, what about you? Final thoughts on the debate?
I don't think we had the kitchen table moment that the country needs to have. You know, a family sits down at the kitchen table and they lay down the bills and they look at the money that's coming in and they decide what they got to do. Nobody did that. But
so of these two guys, who do you think won?
I think Romney won the debate. I think he came off better than I expected. I think he was able to sit, you know, put his business experience and his experience as a governor on the table and go, you know, I've got the experience and I know what I'm doing. Thought he did well.
Kelly Beloff, what about you? Final thoughts on the debate.
I really like the format. I like that they were able to debate and not just answer questions. They actually debated. And again, I do feel that Romney came out on top. He had specifics more than President Obama, and he did not sound as scripted as President Obama.
That was our Marketplace debate focus group here in Cleveland. Kelly Beloff, Dan Schneider, Linda Lee, and John Witkowski.